Federal officials have leveled a discrimination lawsuit at the Sheetz convenience store chain, alleging that the company's use of criminal background checks as a screening mechanism for employees falls afoul of Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. While Joe Biden's Department of Justice says it doesn't believe that the company intended to discriminate, the fact that minority applicants are more likely to have criminal records somehow means that Sheetz is violating the law. This action may seem absurd, but the lawsuit actually fits well within the logic of existing civil rights law and its standard of disparate impact. Sheetz employs a common screening method to protect its customers' and employees' safety, yet the Biden administration has made it clear that criminals' rights hold more importance. The civil rights regime that rules the United States has decided that skin color trumps all other concerns and has made a safe, high-trust society functionally illegal, punishing the average law-abiding citizen in the name of equality. Most Americans think of the Civil Rights Act as the piece of legislation that ended legal discrimination in the United States, but they don't understand how the relevant body of law has mutated over the years. The original language of the law was vague and allowed for radical interpretations that have led to the rise of a legal leviathan that reaches into every part of American life. The average person would assume civil rights law simply prevents a business from openly denying an individual employment due to his race, but the truth is far more complicated. The Supreme Court's decision in Griggs v. Duke Power Company introduced the language of disparate impact, and that change has warped every institution in the United States. Under disparate impact, the employer doesn't need to make any conscious decision to discriminate in order to violate the law. In the original case, the justices decided that if minority applicants reliably scored lower on aptitude or IQ tests, then use of those tests to screen potential employees broke the law, even if the employer had no intent to discriminate. Removing intent as a factor for consideration made any difference in outcome for racial groups count as evidence of discrimination. The Civil Rights Act of 1991 made the change official, leading to college degrees becoming the only acceptable way for businesses to screen would-be hires. Hey guys, I need to talk to you about New Founding. Look, we all know that the job market is a disaster right now. Based people can't find good companies to work for, and good companies can't find employees to get the work done. And that's why you need access to the New Founding Network. New Founding has created a network of high excellence professionals who are seeking to join grounded American businesses. They're individuals, often in elite organizations, who are ready for a team and mission that supports their values instead of working against them. Aligned companies are already using the network to hire high trust, exceptional individuals who match the culture and mission of their team. You can apply for access to the New Founding Talent Network at newfounding.com/talent. You'll be connected with candidates who will build your business. That's newfounding.com/talent. Go there now to find your next hire. Most Americans would enthusiastically endorse the idea that we should evaluate every individual on their merit. But the creation of a standard like disparate impact exposes the falsehood that civil rights law merely aimed to give each person an equal shot. Whether we like it or not, differences between groups reliably emerge across different domains, and using objective standards will naturally reflect those differences. Progressives didn't want a world that removed racial preference. They wanted a world that actively used racial preference to reshape American institutions in their own image. A standard like disparate impact doesn't reduce racial preference, but instead increases the salience of race to the point that companies must hire less qualified or even dangerous employees to fill a de facto racial quota system. Warping reality to meet an artificial ideological goal is always dangerous and often leads to disastrous results. The justification for banning basic aptitude and IQ tests was based on utopian thinking at best and cynical political calculation at worst. It has resulted in the explosion of extreme college debt and a leftist monopoly on employment credentials in the United States. The relentless expansion of the ideology at the heart of civil rights law always meant that it would eventually need to be applied to criminal records. Some minority groups commit crimes at a significantly higher rate and therefore have a much higher likelihood of being excluded from employment by a background check. Those on the left attribute this fact to racism, but they find it hard to disagree with the data itself. People can and will argue endlessly over the causal factors, but just as with aptitude tests, the intention of the employer doesn't matter. If any difference in results occurs, even with the use of objective measures, it's a violation of the law. This is how our current ruling class uses civil rights law to implement a system of anarcho-tyranny. A government under anarcho-tyranny ignores serious violations of law like theft and violent assault and instead seeks to criminalize the behavior of normal, law-abiding citizens whom it views as the greatest threat to its power. This tactic is designed to remove the organic mechanisms most communities use to create safety and order and keep the population in a constant state of fear. With the most basic tools of order stripped away, citizens are compelled to grant the government increased levels of power in the hope that it will be used to reinstate a safe and healthy status quo. Instead, the regime uses that power to reward its client classes. This tactic is particularly effective at keeping the middle class from organizing and opposing a regime that deploys the classic strategy of high and low versus middle to eliminate competition and expand its own power. I've explained that strategy in detail in another video, and I'll have a link for it on screen right now. Any civilization without a death wish would understand that businesses keeping their customers and employees safe by screening applicants for criminal records is a pretty common sense move. Society is just better when our public spaces are run by trustworthy individuals who have, at the very least, demonstrated an ability to refrain from violating the law. But the Biden administration wants to send a chilling message to any corporation that would value safety and order above the perverse, race-obsessed ideology of the civil rights regime. Our malicious Justice Department is unfairly targeting responsible employers with harsh laws while letting violent criminals off easily, which threatens public safety. To end the madness and restore order, this country must take back the excessive control that the civil rights authorities have over all American institutions. Thanks for watching, guys. If you enjoyed this video, go ahead and click like. And if you haven't subscribed yet, now is a great time to do so. If you'd like to get these broadcasts as podcasts, make sure that you go ahead and subscribe to the Orin McIntyre Show on your favorite podcast platform. And when you do, leave a rating or review. It really helps with the algorithm magic. If you'd like to go ahead and pre-order my upcoming book, there's only a couple weeks left to do so. The Total State is available on Amazon and many other fine retailers. Make sure to secure your copy now. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter or Gab or Substack or Instagram, if you'd like to watch these videos on Rumble or Odyssey, the links to do all of that are down below in the description. And of course, you can watch all of my shows and read all of my columns over at The Blaze. Thanks for watching, guys, and as always, I'll talk to you next time.